This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
See, I told you Colin wasn't listening when I gave that talk about just waiting a second before you talk, right? So, Colin, a little hint. So, it might say 38 minutes, 45 seconds, but that doesn't include any music. We're not going to play any more songs. We're done with songs. Just picture her after we've played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tracks. But you do the maths. Sorry if I sound condescending.
We should wrap it up then.
Well, if you think that's a good idea, unless you want to play a whole heap more music.
Just listen to me, I'm just wrapped up.
Listen to me, he says. Listen to me.
Can you do it again smoothly or?
What? From how far back?
From the bit where we said good afternoon, welcome to Expanding Horizon.
Expanding Horizons.
Kia ora koutou and welcome to Expanding Horizons on this Waitangi Day on Plains FM 96.9. My name's Stu, and across the desk from me today.
Yeah, you're all the way over there, aren't you, Stu?
Yeah, I feel like I'm almost in a different room.
Yeah. It's strange because normally you're out the side of my eye, but now yeah, I can see you.
Now you can see me and all those bad.
So when you give me daggers, I know.
That's right. So anyway, welcome to Expanding Horizons. It's a good day. What have you been up to?
Same as always. Oh, went on an awesome bike ride this morning. Because the wind wasn't up. You've got to get out early before the wind starts.
Still right? In bed. The wind was still in bed, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And, just been out and about in town. A couple of places that we normally go on a Saturday in town. So I've popped into the Unknown Chapter, coffee shop just around the corner in St. Asaph Street.
Nice.
Had a really nice lunch. It's such a good venue, that place. Mm. Yeah, the other thing I did, Stu, I went down to just up the road in St. Asaph Street. There is a skate shop, right?
Yep.
So there's lots of skate clothes. And on a Saturday, there's got a barber shop in there. Go in there and have a haircut. And there's a really good young guy who's running that business.
Yeah.
Independent business. And he is doing a lot of good stuff for the community, skate community. So I think it's the 6th of March. Just going to give a shout out to people if they're interested. 6th of March in the Ecan car park, which is opposite Outsiders. He's running a skate comp.
Nice.
And he does a lot of work for young skaters. And you can go in that skate shop and it sells, I know it sells a lot of the normal brands, but it sells a lot of New Zealand-made shirts, hats from New Zealand skate brands, which you don't normally see in all the big ones.
What's a New Zealand skate brand?
Lost Cause.
Oh, okay. Yep.
That's one. And Crate.
Right.
That's another one. There's another one. It's off something like Salty.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, Salty Crew. Salty Crew, that's another.
Cool.
Yeah, and he's got all the shirts, hats, shoes. He's having a Waitangi special.
Nice.
In there. So, he's a good guy. So, went in there and he's also talking to me about developing some rap battles in the store. He's going to push all his stuff back and have like rap musicians in there.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. So, that's something to keep out. So, that's Outsiders.
Outsiders sounds very innovative.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Which is good. Good guy. Tell me, when you left, did you go see your later boy?
No, I wasn't doing skateboard stuff. Exited the building. That was it. Keeping cool.
I said, see you later, boy. No, he didn't do that.
No. I don't think he fancies that, listening to Avril Lavigne, but anyway. And that was funny. That was well done.
He's probably heard enough of that. I bet everybody does that.
Yeah, because at the start of the week, we were out there at Lincoln, weren't we?
Oh, we were.
And Skater right. Boy was one of the things we played in our quiz.
One of the quiz, yeah. They were up YMCAing.
Yeah, it was a good job.
Yeah, we did. We had a couple of sound issues. It's not uncommon.
Yeah, there's always a sound glitch, isn't there?
Which was a little bit disappointing. But that's okay. Hopefully they'll get that sorted before we get out there again.
We worked through there professionally. Hey, last week's show was great.
Yeah.
And that was good having a chat. And if you want to listen to that show, you can go on to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 and look up that show and download it and have a listen. Now, the other way you can get it is the Access Media app, right, which people can go to Google Play or the App Store and get, and then they can listen to music or shows from all the way around New Zealand.
And I think we're over 250. I may have mentioned this last week. I think we're over 250 shows.
Creeping up.
I didn't tell you, but we had a little well, not an accident. The external hard drive that's got all our Expanding Horizons archive on it. Last night I plugged it in to do some stuff, and it said access denied.
Oh, really?
So we're going to have to sort that out.
Oh, but right.
It's lucky we've got a lot uploaded to Mixcloud, because it could be not everything, but I can get. Yeah, there's some shows that Planes have archived for us.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway.
Disastrous.
Disastrous.
It could be disastrous.
All of those original scripts we did when we
when we first started. Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, we'll sort that out.
Right, we've got some good music today.
We have.
And I think you have queued up. You got Laura May. May from Golden Bay.
From Golden Bay, yeah.
She just brought out a track, and she's playing the loop on it.
Mm.
And I know that you've talked before about your admiration for people who do the looping.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, it'd be good. And this was only this week, I think, that she brought this track out, right?
January 13th.
Yeah.
So. That's not this week.
Oh, it was pretty recent anyway.
Yeah.
It's pretty recent. So we might hit that, hey?
I think so. And it's actually a tune, according to this, that she wrote a couple of months back. So I wonder if she got to her 60 songs or whatever.
60 songs she was going to do, yeah. We'll have to track her down next time she's in town and find
out. All right, here we go. So this is She Won't Back Down from Laura May, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
Live music, interviews, and banter on Expanding Horizons.
Horizons, offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
Yes, you're on Expanding Horizons on this Waitangi Day, and that was Ian Brown with Black Roses, and before that we had Laura May from Golden Bay, and I've forgotten the name of the song because I closed the window.
I can't remember either. Sorry, Laura May.
We played.
It's pretty awesome,
yeah,
though,
it was
right?
Good.
It's a good video, too, where she, you know, you see her doing the loop bit, and then has a huge intro, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That Ian Brown, like, how good is he, you know, like, lead singer of the Stone Roses, probably one of the great bands of the late 80s out of Manchester. And then just, forms one, like a career for himself on his own with six or seven albums or whatever. And he's just fantastic. And people just love him, right?
Yeah.
He's the original Monkey Man. He's, like Liam Gallagher thought he was, but Ian Brown was better. And then those last couple of latest videos, if you watch them, his most recent tracks, he's riding this like chromed, like classics bike around, like a chopper.
Right.
And in one video, he's riding it backwards everywhere. It's awesome, right? It's a really cool.
So, a motorbike chopper?
Push bike truck. Yeah, push bike. You remember the old ones?
I used to have one of those.
With the banana seat and that?
Yep.
He's got a chrome one.
All right. I had a knockoff version of the original kind of
chopper. Did you?
Yeah, which was orange, had an orange banana seat on it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I think we had an actual chopper as well, because they had a little gear stick in the middle, right?
Yeah, that's what I had, yeah. I had a green one like that.
Yeah.
Three gears in the middle. Super cool,
man. Classic bikes. I wish I still had it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
It would be.
But he's got a chrome one in the videos, and he's riding around. And it's interesting, right? I was watching this, talking of classic bikes. I just watched this documentary called Cuba and the Cameraman, right?
Mm.
And it's kind of filmed over a period of, 40 years, right? From the mid-70s all the way through to about 2017. And this chap who's a cameraman, he first goes to Cuba in the mid-70s, and he just wants, he's pretty much just filming what it's like in Cuba, you know, like post the revolution and all this kind of stuff. And, I mean, he just kind of chances it and meets Fidel Castro.
Mm.
He ends up on a plane back to the United States when Fidel went and spoke at the UN.
Right.
And he was on there with Fidel and, like, gives him and interviews him. And Fidel was, like, really interested in, because they, at the time, he was carrying the sound equipment around in a baby carriage.
Right.
Because it was so heavy, right?
Yeah.
And he develops a bit of a relationship with Fidel. But he meets all these other people while he's there. And then, over the time frame, he just, every time he goes back, he looks these people up just to see how their lives have changed, how the revolution's gone for them. Sometimes it's ended up better, sometimes it ended up worse. And then, anyway, he develops a relationship with the, you know, friendship with these two old guys, right? And at the time, they're about 70 or 60 or 70, and they're farmers, right?
Mm.
And they just have oxen in for the fields. They don't have tractors or anything, right? And then all they do, everyone's smoking cigars.
Yeah, yeah.
And they live with, their sister lives there, and they're just hard bitten. And he always arm wrestles this guy.
Right.
And the guy beats him every time, right? And in one of the later ones, when they're about 86 years old, and they're still working this farm, right? And they're having to work it by hand because people have broken in, stolen their oxen and eaten them. So they've got, now they have no animals.
Yeah.
And they're really heartbroken. But there's a scene where they're riding into town on these push bikes, and they're there's an old Schwinn. And when I watch American Pickers, they're always like aiming to buy these bikes. And these guys are riding them just around, you know, from the farm and that. And I just like, well, that, crazy, right?
I mean, Cuba, the cars that are there are sort of like classic 50s American cars, aren't they?
He gets taken out in one of these 1953 or something Ford or something.
I just noticed too, your shirt's quite Fidel Castro.
Oh yeah, I'm on the green military coloured shirt today. Yeah.
You're leading the revolution.
My beard's a bit smaller than Fidel's.
Is this something you haven't told me?
No.
are you storming the city council after?
That's what I was going to do, yeah. And I've got a small guerrilla group hiding out in the Port Hills. But it's an interesting, it was just on Netflix. I really enjoyed it.
Yep.
And towards the end, he gets to see Fidel at his 90th birthday. He goes and sees him, gets some photos, and then it was only months later Fidel died. But I was telling you off air, there's a really nice sweet bit in kind of the late 70s, probably about 79. He takes his daughter with him to Cuba, and his daughter's probably, I don't know, 12, 14 or something, and she gets to meet Fidel Castro, right? And she's like in awe, like, this is Fidel Castro, like America's number one, like, international enemy, anyway. And Fidel says to her, like, why aren't you in school? And she said, well, because I'm here meeting you, and aren't you going to be in trouble? When she said, well, can you write me a note? So Fidel writes a note to her teacher, please excuse her, and then signs it Fidel Castro. And I was thinking, yeah, probably the teachers are never going to expect that one, right?
No,
Fidel Castro.
No,
she was super chuffed, though.
I hope she kept the note.
Yeah, it'd be amazing, right?
Mm.
So it's really interesting. But yeah, the bikes, those super choppers, hey?
That's,
I loved
cool.
them. I love those banana seat bikes.
Great.
You know?
What a design. What a classic design.
Yeah, it is classic, right?
Yeah.
And they were just super cool, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. You couldn't ride long distance, but hooning up and down your street.
Yeah.
Ideal, man.
Biking to school, no problem.
Banana seats, super cool.
All right, we'll do some music, I think, and then we'll come back and talk about something else.
What have we got?
So we'll just work down the list here. So this is the Go-Betweens with Catalin Kane.
Yep.
And you're on Expanding Horizons.
Expand your horizons on Plains FM. I do not do heels.
Interviews and banter on Expanding Horizons.
Yes, you're at Expanding Horizons on this Waitangi Day. I hope you're having a good day, and you'll have a good day on Monday too when we observe the holiday. So that was Billy No Mates with Heels. I can tell she's got no mates because her song finishes abruptly.
She has no outro for
Billy. She's got no mates in the studio.
No, that's right.
And before that, we had The Go-Betweens with Catalin Kane. But that's a good track from Billy No Mates.
It's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Everything that I hear from her, amazing, right?
Mm.
She's a real talent, isn't she?
You know? Tart, did you say?
No, talent. She's a real talent.
So you better be careful. She's got a mullet.
Yeah, that's right.
She'll hear. She'll punch you out.
She's all the way from the UK. She'll give me a digital punch out.
A blonde mullet.
She reminds me of, I don't know, Amy. Amy from Amy and the Sniffers.
Oh,
because she's got
say
a blonde.
Amy Winehouse.
No, because she's got blonde mullet as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Billy No Mates, she's a real... real talent, eh?
Mm.
Everything's she's just doing her own thing. I don't think she doesn't sound like anyone.
No. For me, there's a slight Debbie Harry sort of thing in there. Slight influence, but not as sort of high-pitched. And
yeah.
You know.
She's just like doing her thing. Hey?
Yeah, yeah.
And that Go-Betweens track, because that is the archetypal song about Queensland in Australia. I mean, you know, Catalin Kane.
Give him a taste of Queensland.
Hey?
Give him a taste of Queensland.
Yeah, that's right. And my dad might be listening. So there you go, Dad. That was for you.
That was for Dad.
Although over in Bundaberg.
Nice. Now, I think we talked about this last week. We were going to have a chat about films that time forgot.
But we
forgot to check out
any films. Yeah, we forgot to check them out.
So, I mean, instead, we can run through some films. Like, there are always films that people go, oh, these are amazing. And then in classic films, and they just want to sound kind of cool, but they've never actually seen them.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
There's a lot of that goes on. Same with music, right?
Yeah.
That's such a good song.
Yeah.
Really, is it?
Yeah. Or they think they should like these films because they held up as classics.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how many of them hold up now, though.
No, well, I mean, one of them, of course, that's been in the news the last couple of years is Gone with the Wind, right?
Yes.
Have you seen that?
No.
No? Okay, so you didn't say yes just to sound cool?
No, yes, it's been in the... I remember reading about it. But no, I've never seen it.
Yeah, I have seen it, but it's very long.
Mm.
And, it's of the time, of course.
Yep.
And... the acting now, I don't think, holds up at all for one.
And I don't know, it could be wrong, but it seems like the last line in the movie
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
You got to wait 2 hours or whatever to hear that.
Yeah.
Rhett Butler saying that.
And, of course, it's been in the news because of the content of it.
The racial stereotyping.
And maybe the treatment of some of the black actors as well during production.
Right, okay.
But, I mean, you are looking at it was 1939, and it's no excuse, right? But, you know.
That's the way it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Of the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, definitely of the time. But a lot of people love it because they love the romance angle of it and the epic nature. I mean, people like epic films.
Sweeping.
Mm. And we don't get these epic films these days.
No, we don't.
Sort of three or four hour marathons that have an intermission in the middle and often start with an overture.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is kind of crazy. Yeah. So that's definitely one. What about Citizen Kane?
Never seen it.
1941.
George. What's it?
George Orwell, yep.
No.
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles.
You talked me into that one.
Yeah, sorry.
So I have seen it.
No, I haven't. I just know he's in it.
No, I've seen some of it. But I always find it a big yawn fest, and I don't care what people say.
Yeah.
In terms of the way it's written, the cinematic style of it, That whole very formal American language that a lot of the actors use. There's a term for it, and it's gone from my head.
Is it that mid-Atlantic?
Yeah, it's that type of thing.
No one talks like it, really, the States, but that's the way they do in the movies.
Yeah, I guess the equivalent is kind of the BBC, formal Queen's English type thing, right? That normally people don't talk to each other like that when they're having a conversation.
Yeah.
But in the films, they were all like that during that time.
That's right.
I find it a very hard watch.
Yeah.
Those sorts of ones. But a lot of people, it is the best film of all time. I'm not so sure.
Yeah. I don't think I'm even interested in watching it.
No. I don't blame you. Casablanca?
Never seen it.
Casablanca.
I'm not doing a good job on any of these, am I?
Well, at least you're not pretending that you've seen it. Casablanca's kind of sweet in many ways.
And it's misquoted. The line is misquoted.
Yeah, Play It Again, Sam. That's misquoted.
And all the gin joints.
And all the towns and all the world. She walks into mine.
Yeah.
So there's some good elements in it. But again, kind of dreary.
Yeah.
Kind of tedious sort of film. The Ten Commandments.
I think I might have seen that when I was younger. Yeah.
Yeah, that again is one of those.
That's Charlton Heston, isn't it?
Yeah. That again is one of those epic films that they like.
Big sweeping ones.
Biblical films that they like to produce.
Where they kind of anglicised quite a lot in that, didn't they?
Mm.
I think.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course they did. Yep. What about. What do we got? Have you? Oh, The Seventh Seal. Have you seen? I've probably
seen it. Yeah, I've seen The Seventh Seal.
Yeah. See, I like The Seventh Seal.
That's Demi Moore, isn't it?
No. Demi Moore. No, this is in 1957.
Oh.
This is Ingmar...
Ingrid Bergman.
Ingmar Bergman, not Ingrid Bergman.
Oh, Ingmar Bergman.
So the director.
Yeah.
This is the one where Death and the Knight are playing chess on the beach.
Right.
Very, very... The Knight's returned from the Crusades, the plague's going on. And
oh, okay.
Death's going to take him and he says, if you beat me at chess, I won't take you.
Right.
The Knight cheats... doesn't beat him, but sort of sweeps the chess pieces away, and then Death follows him. There's a very famous scene at the end. So The Seventh Seal is good. I like The Seventh Seal.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But you might find it a bit tedious. It's not really the equivalent, but whenever I see The Lighthouse, I think of The Seventh Seal for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Have you seen The Lighthouse?
No.
You should see it. What about Ben-Hur? One more.
I've seen Ben-Hur, yeah. It's got some classic scenes in it, the chariot race, and there's all the bloopers they claim are in it. I didn't see any of them.
The umbrella, I think that's in there.
The car in the background during the sunglasses in the audience.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it was. I liked Ben-Hur. That Sandlin's Sand, is that what they call it? Sandlin's Sand, like that Roman kind of...
Sounds like a shoe store.
Epic, yeah. I liked it though, Ben-Hur. Right. Oh, I watched it when I was younger.
When
I was a kid, so I didn't get all much experience of stuff.
I'll do one more because I spoke about science fiction last week. What about 2001: A Space Odyssey?
Yeah, I've seen that.
1968.
It's a dirge.
Yeah, it is. It's a hard watch.
Oh, it's hard and long, and it's got the epic bit at the start, doesn't it? The music's great, but the rest of it, I was like, who cares?
Just goes forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely dated.
You know what? Like, you're talking about old movies, and it made me think, during the holidays I watched some Gene Tierney movies.
Oh, yeah.
So, long story short, I was watching some MASH. They were watching a Gene Tierney movie in MASH.
And so that inspired you?
I thought, they were carrying on about her. So I thought, I'll watch some Gene Tierney. I watched 7 in 2 days. Firstly, they're not long. Mm. And secondly, thank goodness. Because... they just skip around and the dialogue's terrible. Mostly they're black and white. They're all on YouTube for free. Also a couple of coloured ones. I don't know if they were coloured or colourised. But, yeah, they're pretty woeful. Mm. Pretty woeful. There was a kind of, frontier kind of cowboy one. Oh, my gosh. Like, the portrayal of the Indigenous Americans and the Native. Oh, it was terrible, like...
Cringeworthy.
It was, right?
Yeah.
And... I realised they were making them around the Second World War and they probably didn't have a lot of film stock, time.
Mm.
But I'll just say the outfits, delightful.
Delightful outfits.
Delightful outfits. But the rest of it, dire.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've talked about, we were talking about Gone with the Wind when we started this little segment. And a lot of people want to cancel a lot of these films, just completely ban them. But I think that's such a bad thing because it, you know, you want to, these are signs of the time. And yeah, it's not right. But if you recognise that it wasn't right, a lot of this stuff, then that's good, right?
Yeah.
But this was a sign of those times, and it was produced in those slums, and it's a part of history. So you don't have to bury it.
You don't want to sanitise history, do you?
No, because that's actually censorship.
Yeah, that's right.
What we're talking about there.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it disappears from books, and as an example, you know, things disappear, and that's what a lot of people were complaining about now, that only one part of history's been taught.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway,
what do you got tracks-wise?
Well, you were humming this in the background, I think, before. This is Hong Kong Garden.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
From Sushi and the Banshees. Yeah. And you're on Expanding Horizon.
Live on Expanding Horizons.
To park stars and
Expand Your Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Yes, Expand Your Horizons. That was TV Priest Press Gang. That's quite an interesting video.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a big handlebar moustache.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah, that's right.
Can't work out whether he was Merv Hughes or he looks like a guy I used to do some coaching with rugby.
David Boone. He was another one with a handlebar moustache.
Or Big Al that I used to work with many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of a combination.
So well,
I was just going to say, a lot of those guys with those handlebar moustache, they have, you know, they're bald on the top as well.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit of hair on the side, but it seems quite standard.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you got to do.
If you look like this, this is what you have facial hair-wise.
So sorry, you were going to say something.
I was just going to say, that was the post-punk band. They've got that post-punk sound, don't they?
Mm. Good name, TV Priest. Quite like that.
It's good, isn't it?
Intriguing. And before that, we had Sushi and the Banshees with Hong Kong Garden.
Which is great. Mm. Which is one of the great punk bands of the kind of late 70s. Who became a goth band, who became a whatever band, I guess. I saw them way back in the early 90s. Mm. They were excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we were just saying off air that we're probably going to get hit with an absolute barrage of Trump films.
Oh, yeah, and books.
True story. Yeah. You know, inside the White House, what really happened.
The man who walked Trump's dogs tells.
Yeah.
That's right.
The chef.
The chef. Like,
what he, all the food that he wanted or didn't want.
I read a book about Trump and this is my book about it.
Mm.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to get all these documentaries. There's already a few, but we're going to get many, many more, aren't we?
That's right. We'll be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed. He'll never go away from us.
No. Oh, there could be a TV series as well that might come
out. I'm sure. A TV series, yeah. I wonder who'd play him.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, who played him on Saturday Night Live quite regularly?
Oh, yeah, he does a good job too. I don't know. I can't remember.
One of the Baldwin brothers. Alec.
Yeah, that's right. Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
That'd be funny, eh?
Yeah. It might be a bit too comical. They'll have to find someone a bit more serious.
More serious.
They'll just do prosthetics on someone's face, like Gary Oldman.
Yeah. I quite like Denzel Washington.
As Trump.
I think he'd be good. They could just orange him up a bit, if you're right. Eat a load of carrots, Denzel.
There you go. They just need to get a thing from Willy Wonka.
Yeah, that's an Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa. Casting solved.
Put him on some stilts and then away you go.
What a silly conversation.
Dear Stu, I'm sure we'll get a load of grief about this, hey?
Mm.
So, hey, in the week, there was a whole load of football went on, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. There's every week.
There's some carnage going on.
It's very hard to predict.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be tipping or picking,
nah,
would you?
I don't think so. It's too inconsistent.
Yeah, and there's a lot of games, isn't there?
A lot of things like injuries seem to happen,
yep.
You know, very, very quickly, and teams can change very, very quickly.
Yeah.
As we saw with Southampton, you know, who've been super strong this year, who topped the table, who beat Liverpool, who have been extremely competitive, and yet they lose 9-0.
It's a bit of a curse, topping the table.
Mm.
Happened to Chelsea.
Mm.
Tottenham, I think.
Yeah, Tottenham are there.
Southampton.
Liverpool.
Everton. Yeah. They've all gone up, reached the pinnacle and then slipped back down.
Even Villa might have been top for a few days or a week.
Yeah, that's right.
Potentially. There's just so many variables.
Yeah, that's
with
right.
Teams. And if you don't have a deep squad like Man City have, then you're in a little bit of trouble.
And of course, the transfer window closed.
Yeah.
Not much went on there, was it?
It wasn't wide open, was
it? It was more of a loan. It's like a savings and loan, really, wasn't it? There were savings money over there and loaning everyone out over there.
Yeah. So it is very interesting. Although there's potential for City to create a big gap now, and down the bottom, while the teams are collecting points, the teams just above them are also collecting points, which is making things very tricky for those in the relegation zone. So that might be almost done in terms of the relegation zone.
Yeah, that's right.
Unfortunately for Sheffield United and Fulham and West Brom.
You know what? In the week I watched a bit of the Women's Super League.
Yep.
Out of the UK. I mean, I've talked to you about it before, I know, and we were just talking about it. Some cracking games there.
Mm.
There's a lot, like, there's none of this pass it back to the keeper from the edge of the opposition's box.
No.
There's none of that. Once you're there, you have a shot, or you get in there, and they just attack.
Mm.
And there's, you know, like, if you doubt the quality of the players, you've got to watch the teams like, you know, Everton or Man United or Man City.
Yeah.
They are amazing footballers.
Oh, very skillful. And there's a few New Zealand players playing in that league.
There is. Australians as well. Yeah. And Man United's got a couple of United States players.
And Norwegians.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Norwegians and Swedish. Some yep. Swedish players, I think. Yeah, yeah. Who are strong.
I always think about... there's a player for Man City, a winger, called Chloe Kelly.
Mm.
Amazing, right? There doesn't seem to be much of her. And she has got a rifle of a foot, and she can take a penalty.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a very peculiar run-up technique, but she can hit it, you know. And she's great to watch because she gets the ball and she just runs at people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they do a lot of that in the women's league, you know.
They do. And we were talking about this off-air, but I think the Chelsea women's coach has been approached to coach or manage the Wimbledon men's team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she said that she felt that was a bit of a downgrade.
Yeah, I bet it would be too.
And she didn't mean it in terms of it's Wimbledon, but just in terms of the position.
Yeah.
You know, she's at the top of the women's game and going into the championship or into the League One in the men's game.
Yeah, that's right.
Really, her next step would be coaching a Premier League team if she was going to step up.
Yeah.
And that's what it would be.
Or coach in England or something like that. Mm. I mean, they got, you know, Hope. I can't remember her last name. I think she's down at Brighton.
Les?
Yeah, no. No. She's the ex-England coach.
Right.
Right. And she's just coaching down there. And, you know, and so it's great stuff to watch. And of course, there's the free app.
Yeah.
The FA Player app. You can get that and all the games are live. The games are free.
Right, we better squeeze one more song in.
Do it. Who have you got?
So this is the Goonsacks, which is also a good name.
It is.
And their track, Sometimes Actually. Sometimes Accidentally. So I knew I was going to do that.
Yeah, the word is, I think, that the lead singer, this is the bassist singing this.
Right.
But the lead guitarist, I think, is Rob Forster from the Go-Betweens. I think it's his son. And when you listen to it, you'll go, oh, that's such the Go-Betweens, right? They're such a Brisbane band, this Goonsacks.
All right, let's do it.
Hold
Expanding Horizons, doing it live, 96.9 FM.
Sorry about that, Cole. I was just looking for the right one. Right. Yeah, we do it live on Plains FM every Saturday between 3 and 4, and our show is replayed after dark on a Thursday night still. From 9 to 10. And that was the Goon Sacks with Sometimes Accidentally.
Do they sound like the Go-Betweens to you?
Yeah.
They've got a very distinctive kind of sound, don't they?
It's probably just as well we didn't play those two back to back.
Yeah. That's right. And I was going to say, if you watch that video, it's interesting because it's filmed like in Brisbane and just around the corner from where Bella Vista Terrace, from where the Go-Betweens recorded or, you know, named one of their albums.
Right.
In Brisbane. So,
cool.
Highgate Hill and all that kind of stuff up there.
Very, very cool.
Mm.
All right.
And that, yeah, that's it for
just about done. So, Sign of the, I'll give it a bit of Sign of the Firebird.
Where to find Sign of the Firebird, Canterbury's number one rock covers band.
That's it. They're at the 12 bar tonight, rocking it out up there, aren't they?
Yeah.
The 12 bar. So, I think it's a pretty good venue down there in St Asaph Street, if people haven't been. Right next door to the Dark Room, opposite the Space Academy. It's got a really good stage and some big, comfortable lounges and couches for people to sit on while they rock out to the Firebirds.
Yeah, so get along. They have been live streaming a lot of their gigs recently, but no guarantees.
Yeah.
So get along and see
them. Yeah, so don't take your chances and sit up
and
thinking.
And they're better live anyway than live streamed.
For sure.
Yeah.
So do that.
Yeah.
And hopefully later on in the later on in the next few months we'll have Rob in here with side projects and things.
I just have to say they don't usually set up the camera for the live stream too close to Rob.
No, all right.
Just saying.
Yeah. Okay. Can see Tim. Can see Tim there.
He's usually the other side.
All right. Yeah. He's probably holding it. Playing guitar and holding it. Yeah. Knowing Rob.
Anyway, next week, big show.
Yeah, next week. Because Libretta Suede and the Motel 6. Big tip here. They are playing at the Wonder Bar next Friday night and next Saturday night. And in between that, they're coming on the show. So we'll have Libretta and Johnny Moondog in the studio, so we'll be playing some rockabilly garage stuff. So
that's going to be interesting.
It'll be great. It'll be great. So, yeah, if you get the chance, eventbrite.co.nz, get on there, buy a ticket, and you will not regret seeing Libretta Suede and the Motel 6 because they're 100% awesome. They are.
Sounds good. All right. Probably about time that we got up.
Got down.
And got outside.
And we'll see you later.
See you later.